Welcome. Maybe you're a couple thinking about fertility treatment, but are wondering how in the world to go about financing it. Well, we may have some answers for you today. I'm Deborah Howell, and our guest today is Melissa Cox, the practice manager of Boston IVF at the Women's Hospital. She's been with the Women's Hospital since its inception in 2001 and has been instrumental in opening many new practices there and has a wealth of knowledge about fertility financing. Welcome, Melissa.
Good morning.
First off, Melissa, the question you probably get more than any other is, does insurance cover fertility care?
That is one of the biggest questions that we do receive when we have new patients calling or just people in general inquiring about fertility treatments. And it is a very important question to ask. And that question is about 50-50. So we have about 50% insurance coverage and 50% self-pay in our region. So it is one of the questions that is asked most often for people inquiring about fertility treatment and getting ready to start their fertility journey.
Absolutely. And will you help patients find out if insurance covers their treatment?
Yes, absolutely. One of the first things that we do when we take a new patient call is talk to them whether or not they have insurance. If they have insurance, then we next find out what their employer is, because we typically know which employers in our area offer some sort of a benefit package. If we're unsure, we definitely want to get their insurance from them. And as a rule for everyone coming into our practice, we do a full benefit analysis for all of our patients or potential patients that are going to start fertility treatment in our practice.
Okay, well, that sounds very fair. And what are some other ways that could help pay for fertility treatments if insurance doesn't cover it?
Well, the first thing to do is once you're here and we have your first initial consultation with the physician, what we do is have a financial counselor meet with you after you've kind of got an idea of maybe what your treatment plan is going to be. We have a financial counselor who's already done that benefit verification. She knows potentially you may be going to do an IUI cycle, or maybe you're going to jump right into IVF, or maybe, you know, there's going to be some other testing and so forth done first. So she'll go over that benefit with you. She'll go over, you know, if you did have insurance coverage and maybe it's a partial coverage, she'll go over that information, and then she'll go over all of the other options that you may have. And the options, you know, are basically, you know, we have some multi-cycle discounts, some progressive cycle discount, and she just goes through those. But most of the people in our region will have some sort of a benefit, even if it's testing up to the diagnosis of infertility. So we really work with the patients to get them to understand their benefits first.
Excellent. Do you offer cycle discounts or payment plans?
What we do, once we have a patient, we know that they're 100% self-pay and there's no benefit at all. We, in our practice, have several options. We have a multi-cycle discount program where that's basically if you're going to be doing IVF, then you get so much in a package, if you will, maybe two to three IVF cycles and some frozen embryo transfers, and it'll include your testing and your monitoring appointments and so forth for a flat fee. And then we have another progressive cycle discount program where IVF is a flat fee, and then if you go for a second IVF, then it's discounted by $1,000. And then if you have to have a third round of IVF, it's discounted another $1,000. And then any of our military folks out there, we offer a discount for any military, whether they're active duty or retired from the military, we do give them a discount as well. And there's other options that we will talk with patients about. We have a financing company that we work with as well.
Boy, I wish I knew you when I went through my fertility in New York. There was no discounts, no cycle, no payment plans, no nothing. Just come on, let's go. And I did it three times. So I'm really, really glad to hear what you're offering your patients. What other financing options do patients have?
Well, the other options too, for one, I would strongly encourage all patients, first of all, when you first think that you're going to start this fertility journey, is go to your employer. The first step is start with your employer. Go to them and first find out yourself. Be your own advocate. Always be that advocate that goes there and ask them for a benefit summary sheet. Talk to them and see. You may have benefit and just don't know that you have a benefit. Start there. Use them as a resource. Get a benefit summary sheet. Find out what you have, what you don't have. And then from there, you know, if you don't have any benefits, talk to them. Maybe they possibly could offer something to the rest of your, you know, coworkers and so forth. If you're having this issue, you know, 1 in 8 suffer from infertility. So if you're struggling, then you may have a coworker that is struggling as well. I always encourage everyone to go to their employer and start there and see if you can advocate for your own benefits to be implemented in your own, you know, your own employer group. There's only 16 states at this point, I believe, that are mandated and have some sort of coverage based on employer groups. And so, you know, Indiana is not one of those. So I always ask patients to start there. So once you find out you really don't have any benefit, then from there, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do for yourself beyond that. And we often give people a lot of tips and tricks on maybe how to come up with, make your own baby fund, if you will.
Yeah.
And so forth.
I love that. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Sure. A lot of our patients, a lot of these ideas come from the patients that we've seen. You know, we have patients who have actually, you know, gotten second jobs at coffee shops. And those, that money that they do get from those jobs, they put aside in a savings account, and that's not to be touched. It's only for their fertility journey. We've had patients who've sold their home or they get a second mortgage. A lot of people will take a loan on their 401k. They've started GoFundMe accounts, refinanced the cars. You know, the biggest thing that we've had recently is a certain group of patients will start an Etsy shop, and they may have a craft that they're really good at, and they sell those things online. So there are some fertility grants out there. You just have to research for those. I know some patients have, you know, they're far and few between from what I understand, but you may be one of the lucky folks that qualify for a fertility grant. So it's just kind of a variety, a mixed bag of different things that patients come up with, and they're creative, you know, and that they may ask parents, or, you know, sometimes that's a little sensitive to do, but there is a variety of ideas out there.
You just gave us 10 great ideas, and boy, I wish I'd been more creative when I was on my fertility journey. I'm really glad that you're having these services and these ideas for your patients. I know that fertility medications can be very expensive. Are there medication discount programs available?
There are. We work really closely with, you know, just various opportunities that some of the pharmaceutical companies offer. We also, our nursing staff has a very large list of fertility pharmacies that we use for pharmacy related medications, obviously for fertility. And those, they keep a list and they know exactly which pharmacy offers this self-pay pricing is the better pricing for this drug. And they may send the patient maybe on 3 different medications, and they may get their medications from 3 different pharmacies based on where they can get it the cheapest for the patient. But in terms of, there are some programs out there that, you know, offer some specific discount programs for those self-pay patients, but you just need to make sure that whoever your provider is, you know, they work hard to get you the best pricing, because it's important. That medication coverage is very expensive, and oftentimes it's more expensive than the fertility treatment itself.
Yeah.
So, you know, make sure that your clinical staff always in tune to, and knowing what the best pricing is. And our staff does a great job of that.
I love this. I love these services for your patients. This is such great information, Melissa Cox. I have one final question for you. How important is it for a patient, especially the female in the couple, to be relaxed about their financing options as she goes into fertility?
That's a great question, because, you know, it's one of the most stressful things. You know, money can be stressful in a relationship, whether you're doing fertility or not. So the most important thing, and I think that you need to have a, you know, conversation between you and your partner from the beginning. Know what you're willing to spend. Know where you both stand in that arena of your life. And, you know, as soon as you feel like you're getting too stressed out about the financing and the fertility fertility financing side of things, talk to us. Talk to someone. We work very closely with a really a great psychologist. A lot of our patients, you know, go through counseling, and it's not anything to be afraid of to ask for help, because the worry and the frustration can really cause a significant, you know, damper on your fertility journey. And, you know, we want you to be successful. So that's most important, is to ask for help and work closely with you and your partner and obtain counseling if you need to.
Beautifully said. We thank you again, Melissa Cox, for explaining some of the options for couples out there and how you can help at Boston IVF at Deaconess the Women's Hospital. Thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you.
This is the Women's Hospital, a place for all your life. For more info, please visit deaconess.com/BIVF to request an appointment or to call 812-842-4530 if you have questions about fertility financing or to schedule a consult with Boston IVF at the Women's Hospital. This is Deborah Howell. Thanks for listening and have yourself a great day.